the void, lasting deliverance in Christ. When we talk about deliverance, it's sometimes a word that can be misused and abused. Sometimes people think that deliverance has to be something that you can put your hands on. If I stop doing this, then I've been delivered, but really you just stopped a habit. You wasn't really delivered. You see, today what I want to do is explore the dimension of this parable and what it means to not just be free of negative influences, but more importantly, listen to this, to feel, thank you, to fill the void that and fill that newfound space in your life with something greater. Sometimes we are freed of something, but we don't put something more powerful, which is Christ, in that place. So as a result is we end up going right back to what we say we wouldn't do. Anybody been there? I mean, you made promises to yourself. You said, man, if I could just get free, I will not go back. And tonight, what I want to do is I want us to seek the understanding of how true deliverance is in our lives. Removing what harms us. But also, we want to invite Christ in our lives to sustain us from those things that we were delivered from. The emphasis tonight is, and don't get it twisted, it is the necessity for Christ's presence in one's life. If I were to wrap up this parable, that's what it is. Jesus is saying, listen, when the spirit came back and it saw the house clean, Christ was there, but he wasn't filling the void. I wish I had somebody. In other words, you can have Jesus and have no power. I wish I had somebody, because there's sanctification that needs to go on in our lives. There's growth that needs to go on in our lives. And here's the thing. I've seen some people who call themselves Christians, but they're still weak. Their house is swept. They're dotting all their I's. They're crossing all their T's. But yet, there's still a void in their lives. May I ask you a question tonight? What is your void? Where is your void? And I want to help somebody to know that, here's the thing, I got six things I want to give you and we're going to be up out of here. Amen? And so we find the setting of this passage that Jesus is speaking to the crowd. You know, he always has to deal with the crowd. Amen? Including his disciples, but he's dealing with the Pharisees because the Pharisees just couldn't believe that he could cast out demons. See, here's what we got to know. We got to ask ourselves, have we encountered a counterfeit deliverance, or do we have a genuine deliverance? You see, filling the void, those new spaces in your life, watch this, it requires you paying attention, because just like Satan, watch this, didn't need an invitation to come in. Just like Satan didn't need your permission to come in, but he got in there anyhow, right? You wonder, how in the world did he get in there? Now, I know we say Satan can't do nothing to us other than what we allow him to do. I get that, but there are some times that the devil comes in. Watch this. He comes in unannounced, but he comes looking like the real deal. This passage. It has a broader context. And the context to this is that Jesus was teaching about spiritual vigilance. Come on, help me somebody. And watch this, the nature of evil. He's telling us about the nature of evil in this passage. He's also telling us about the positive transformation that can happen if a person really wants to be free. Can I ask a question tonight? How many want to be free? How many want to be delivered? I mean, there's some things that has had you bound for a long time. Now, I can go down the list, but it'll take me too long. Are you with me? But the passage is very clear where Jesus is speaking to these Pharisees. And if you look at the text with me, you'll see that in verse 15, there it is, verse 15, the question was asked, he was casting out demons. Right? And it was mute. And when the demon had gone out, the mute man, the man spoke again. Tell your neighbor, deliverance. See, oftentimes we think it's weed that got you bound, but it's the spirit that got you bound. Sometimes we think it's negativity that got you bound, but it's actually a spirit that has us bound. Do I have anybody? And you know what I found out? Satan wants us to focus on the physical and not the spiritual. And I want to say to somebody here today, it's spiritual, baby. And listen, and if you don't deal with this thing spiritually, you and I will be bound forever. You can be a believer, but still be bound to things because you have not addressed it spiritually. Do I have anybody? The text says that, 15, it says, but some of them, got to watch out for them haters, boy. Yeah, you got to watch out for those haters because when you get your freedom, they ain't happy for you. I talked about that yesterday. They're not happy for you when you're making it, and they're not happy for you when you're not making it. They're just happy when you stay bound. Do I have anybody that got a few of those people around you? They just want to hold you down. The text says some of them, haters, rather than, now watch this now, these are the Pharisees. These are the ones who are supposed to be versed in the scriptures. Imagine that, you can have so much word, but the word ain't got you. You got so much word, but the word has no real relevance in your life. Watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. The text says, but see, that Pharisaic spirit is a spirit of legalism. You will never understand grace as a Pharisee. You'll never understand mercy as a Pharisee. You will always look at things black and white, right and wrong. And in between, there's no grace that's extended to other people. Watch the text. Text says, but some of them said he cast out demons by Beelzebub. Beelzebub is another word for Satan. So in other words, they miscalculated, and they said, well, he must be delivering demons by Satan. He must be from Satan. Lord have mercy. Talk about a misread, right? Here's the God of the universe. I'm talking about Jesus. Casting out demons, which they never did. Watch this now. And now they're saying that he's casting out demons by demons. In other words, they're saying that this man right here is not the real deal. But watch the text, though. It says others test him and were demanding him. Yeah, they wanted to know if he was real. You see, the one thing I know about Jesus, he's real. I'm going to say it one more time. He can take a man who never spoke before, that a spirit had him bound for years. Satan has some of you bound where you can't even speak up for yourself. Satan has some of us so bound, watch this, that we don't even have the strength to get up at sometimes. We don't even have the wisdom to make any moves because Satan has you and I sold out to a system that's not real. The text. I'm in the text. I'm coming. Give me a minute, I'm coming. But he knew, this is the what I love about Jesus. He knew their what? Boy, if I could mind read. I tell people all the time, when I stand up here, I look at your faces, I'm mind reading. I can tell what's really going on with you. come on and help me. I know when you checked out of the message, and I know when you checked back in. Watch the text. The text says, Jesus says, and he knew their thoughts and said to them, any kingdom divided against itself is laid waste. And a house divided, stop using that for your family and friends day. It says, and a house divided against itself falls. That ain't got nothing to do with your family. It has to do with the fact that Jesus is saying that you're calling me a devil and you're saying I'm delivering by a devil. Here's the thing you need to know about Satan. He doesn't want you to be free, but he can give you the illusion that you're free. Do I have anybody? And so let me get down. Let me cut through this chase. And look, if you look at verse 18, it says, if Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom what? Stand. For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebub. And if by Beelzebub cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? So they will be your judges. So this is our context. It's in the context of evil. It's in the context of accusation. It is in the context where Christ Jesus is being called Satan. Come on and help me, somebody. And now we move into the passage, verse 24. And he says, and now Jesus is still talking. But what Jesus is doing, he's giving them a lesson in deliverance. He's giving them a lesson in what? Deliverance. He's giving them a lesson in what? Deliverance. The text says, when the unclean spirit. Yeah, you got to know that before Christ, that spirit that was in us, there was no purity to it. As a matter of fact, if you looked at your mind and your thoughts and some of the things you used to think about, aren't you glad you're free? Come on, y'all. You don't think so lustful anymore. Come on and help me, somebody. You don't think so negative anymore. Come on and help me, somebody. See, when the unclean, listen, it's an unclean spirit that we are born with. And the thing we need to know is that Satan does not want us to deal with the spiritual side of deliverance. 12-step is good. It works for some people. 5 steps work for some people. But can I tell you something? Until you deal with that unclean spirit. Watch this. That stuff will still be in you. And so the first thing I want to tell you about lasting deliverance is lasting deliverance is not emotional, but spiritual. I'm going to say it one more time. You can be emotionalized all you want. You can shando and bondo if you want. But one thing I want to tell you, it has nothing to do with your emotion. Sometimes we get emotional in church and we're crying but we're not being delivered. Ooh, we're shouting but we're not being delivered. I want to say to somebody here today, you got to know that lasting deliverance is not emotional but what? Spiritual. The spirit left that man because it was cast out. It was cast out because it had exposure to the gospel. The only way that spirit will leave you is if it gets exposure to the gospel. You do know Paul talks about the gospel. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God. Yeah, I wish I had somebody. I'm trying to tell you the gospel has power. The spirit left because it was exposed to the gospel. But here's what you need to know about evil spirits. Evil spirits crave embodiment. So if an evil spirit is driven out of a person, it immediately looks for another person. demons in all cases are supernatural beings. Yeah, he didn't want me to come up here today. Evil spirits work against God. And in the New Testament, the word demon is often used interchangeably with spirits. So these wicked spirits, what they do is they defile us. They hold us down. They demoralize us. They hold us to a pattern, watch this, that is anti-God. But I want to tell you something. When they get exposed to the gospel, they can't remain inside of you. I wish I had somebody. They may inflict physical harm. They may inflict addiction, disability, sickness, corruption. But Jesus Christ is the only one that can deliver you. I want to say Jesus Christ is the only one that can deliver you. Do I have anybody here who's been delivered? You've been set free. It wasn't an emotional thing. It was not an emotional thing. It was real. Like you're seeing me right now, it was that real. God took the taste out your mouth. He drove that devil out of you. He took that demon out of you. He delivered you from that spirit, not on emotion, but something spiritual. See, what we're doing today is we are addressing things physically and not spiritually. And that's the reason why there are people who come one week, they feel good. The next week, they go back and they go right back because they haven't really been delivered spiritually. Do I have anybody? Let me tell you something. Evil spirits know who Jesus is. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 4:1, it says that in the end times, many people will be deceived, watch this, by evil. Why aren't we addressing things spiritually? What is the spirit behind that mess? It's a spirit. And you wonder why you're always feeling sick. It's a spirit. You say, you don't understand. It's affecting your physical because it's already got your mental. Oh, come on, help me, somebody. The book of Revelation speaks of this. It says the deception of evil spirit will play a significant role, watch this, in the end times. So a lot of these evil spirits out here right now, they are deceiving us, and we can't be delivered. Watch the text. It says when an unclean spirit, stay with me, that's the A part of the verse. We all in the verse here now. It says it passes what? Through waterless places. How can something that's restless go seek peace and rest? Some of you feel like that. Restless. Can't stay home. Can't stay still. Come on, help me, somebody. It's a spirit. You can't stay long enough to concentrate. Every time you open your Bible, Lord have mercy. The text says it passes through waterless places seeking rest. You got to know that the rest it's seeking is not a peaceful rest. It's a possession rest. Look. It's a possession rest because wherever it's going to torment somebody. Do I have anybody? And so the second thing you need to know about lasting deliverance always alert spiritually. Lasting deliverance is always alert. In other words, what I'm trying to say to you is this. If you've been really delivered, you ain't sleep spiritually. Here's what you know. You know that the Spirit left you, and you know Bacardi coming back. You know Jen coming back, because that's a spirit. I didn't say so. Here's the thing. It's looking for another body. You with me? But you who have been delivered, watch this, you are alert spiritually. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, are you alert spiritually? Let me say this. I got 14 minutes and 50 seconds. Watch this. Watch this. Satan has no rightful occupation in your heart. Your whole life now belongs to Jesus. Your whole life belongs. Y'all make me work today, tonight. I didn't sweat this much yesterday. Your whole life, okay, belongs to him. But have you ever seen Christians bound? How is it that we've been free, but now we're bound again? Because we're not alert. Watch this, 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 watch this. Christians who willfully disobey God, watch this, watch this, watch this, and pursue personal interests, they are opening their life for evil spirits. Hold on. Influence them. Remember, if any man be in Christ. Now see, here's the thing. Here's where you don't know who's saved and who's not saved. But if you're saved, then you know you're saved. Anybody here know you're saved? But you still need a little deliverance. So it's not possession. It's not obsession. Come on, help me, somebody. What it really is Satan is trying to influence you. Because, listen, an evil spirit and the Holy Spirit can't live in the same place. So what this evil spirit is doing, it's working with your flesh. See, that's where the deliverance needs to come. But here's the thing, if you're not alert spiritually, he coming back. Watch the text. The text says it passes through waterless places seeking rest. And not finding any. It says, now, you know, you learn something from reading in observation, right? The evil spirit is talking to himself. So you know he's already insane. I'm going to say it one more time. These evil spirits are insane because they're talking to themselves. The text says, it says, I will return. Now, here's how insane it is. My house. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That spirit had lived so long in that house, rent free. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Sometimes we let Satan know. We let Satan live in our lives rent free. It don't cost them nothing. You got somebody sleeping on your couch right now. You got somebody in that extra bedroom. Come on, help me, somebody. They ain't offering no rent. They ain't offering to cut the grass. They ain't offering nothing. All they're doing is taking up space in your life. This spirit has the audacity. Come on, somebody, bold as heck. Talk about I'm going back to my house. No, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away and new things have come. I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. No, this ain't your house. This ain't Run's house. And this ain't Chris's house. This is God's house. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which you have from God. But until you serve that spirit, notice, it will think it's his house. We ain't delivered because the devil thinks your house is still his house. Because you're not bold enough to stand up against him and say, "Nah, not today, Satan. You want to remind me of my past? I'm going to remind you of your future. Here's your future. You will be cast into hell, never to come up anymore. So you keep talking about my past if you want. But I stopped by to tell you, I know somebody who's already dealt with you. And his name, all you got to do is say Jesus. All you got to do is say Jesus. Jesus, in the midst of it all, he does not like that name." We're talking about deliverance here. This is not no play thing. The thing about it is, it says that he thinks it's his house. So third thing you need to do, remember, is lasting deliverance, watch this, leaves no openings or opportunities mentally. Somebody said, that's a moment. We entertain. Okay, let me tell you how. Let me give you the opening. You ready? Netflix is an opening because you watch too much of it. YouTube is an opening because you watch too much of it. Did I say Netflix? I said Hulu is a, yeah. Because not only do we watch, but we binge watch. See, it's one thing back in the day, you watch a show, it goes off, and then you go do something. Now, everything is on demand. And Satan knows that if he can get an on demand in your life, because you're so consumed with not reality, but living through someone else's reality, I will keep you from the word. I will keep you from prayer. I will keep you from sanctification. I will keep you from growing. I will keep you from serving, because I got openings in your life. You better plug those openings. You better find those leaks, because Satan is looking for opportunity. But when you've really been delivered, you leave no openings. You know, the Spirit knows you. The Spirit knows the last five times you left church because you were mad at somebody. Yeah, the Spirit knows you real good. He remembers, because watch this, because we left right on time. Right at the wrong time. But watch this, at the right time, because that was the time God was getting to elevate you from infancy to adulthood spiritually. But let me introduce you to a word. The text says, he says, "I will return to my house." Right? Right there, 24, right in 24, right there. "To my house from which I came." Check this out. You ready? Check this out. Check this out. Don't go too fast. Watch this. You ready? This is what you call squatting. Squatting is the action of occupying an abandoned, unoccupied area or land or a building. Watch this. The squatter doesn't own rent or pay rent, but lawfully they have permission to be there. I'm trying to help somebody with something. You better stop letting Satan squat on you. Live in your life in areas that you just let it, oh, come on in. And he ain't paying no rent. Satan ain't threatened by us. But oh, if you start praising him, or if you start lifting your hands to God, If you start really praising him, giving him glory and honor, if you really start living for him, he can't live there. But we let Satan squat in our lives. That's called squatting. Being there, watch this, and until the judge decides, they still there. Can I ask you a question? You're not delivered, so the question is, where is he in your life? And why are you giving him so much room where he thinks he owns your house? You know, this I'm about to say, this dude is real bold. He'll get up in the middle of the night, go in your refrigerator, drink up the last bit of orange juice, leave the container in the refrigerator, and here you come the next day, you're trying to get yours, and you ain't got nothing. And you're trying to figure out how, what's going on. See, let me help you with that. It's you being robbed by someone you have lawfully allowed in your life to be there, but you study complaining about this and that, but it was you. Watch the text. 25 is real deep. 25 says, and when it comes and finds it and put in order. You know what this has, you know what Jesus is alluding to here? The first few weeks of your Christian life. Everything is put in order. Swept, everything is, man, you listen, you on this super high. You ain't never had that kind of high. But my question to you is it a lasting high? Here's verse 25. Write this down. Write this somewhere in your notes because you're going to preach it. I know. But you got to say this, though. You got to say this. You ready? Verse 25 is a museum Christian. Thank you, sir. Oh, you look good, but you ain't got no power. You look good, but you ain't got a word. You look good, but you can't overcome. This is what you call a museum Christian. Watch this. Externally, they look the part, but internally, they ain't about nothing. Watch this. This is an external obedience and observance without true conversion. You know why I say that? How did he get back in? You got to close the blinds in your life. You got to pull the curtain. So, matter of fact, get you two curtains. Just pull it. Because watch this. The moment you're set free. What's that point? I got a point there? Oh. Ooh-wee. Did you get it? That went over here? No? True conversion what? Requires what? Okay, here's what I mean. You got to get involved in your Christian life, okay? You got to stop telling people you're saved and start showing up to church. You got to stop telling people you're saved and you ain't doing nothing for God. And here's the thing. True deliverance requires occupation. In other words, you got to be present in you. All you want to do is praise him, but don't read. You wanna say, oh, I'm praise the Lord. I want to pray with you, but you're not growing spiritually. See, the reason why the house was swept in order, right? Because Jesus did that. But watch this: when the evil spirit came back, he was peeking through the window, and guess what he saw? He saw a house that's put in order, but he saw a house that had no power. There was no threats. There was a threat because of the next part of the verse. Look at it. It says what? Then it goes, Lord have mercy. He saw that you got rid of every form of contact with the demonic. Those astrologies, those horoscope cards, the New Age paraphernalia, the demonic movies, the TV shows, the video games, the charms, the Ouija boards. He saw that you got rid of all that stuff. But here's the thing, one step. He said you wasn't filling those spaces. It looked good, but you wasn't filling the void. Are you following me? And listen, when an evil spirit or a demon is defeated by the power of Christ, the soul vacated by the power of darkness is overtaken by Christ. And Christ is present in there. I got to go. I ain't got no more minutes. So the last thing I want to give you. It says it goes and it takes what? Along what? Seven other spirits. More what? Than itself. What? You ever been there? I remember this happening to me. I thought I was saved. In Virginia, I really did. I really thought I was saved. I was speaking in tongues and all that. Benny Hinn and all that. I was doing it. But what I didn't realize, I wasn't saved. I went to church because of my motive was wrong. Come on, help me somebody. And let me tell you what Satan did to me. He took me, my house was clean, and he worked me over. And I became worse than what I really was. And so I just want to leave you with this. Lasting deliverance will make you strong enough. Lasting deliverance will make you what? Strong enough against any spirit. Watch this. When they come back, they're going to fear you. Seven is the number of completion. But God wants us to understand something. That lasting deliverance belongs to the believer. But I see so many believers bound. I see so many believers catching hell. I see so many believers don't understand what's going on. Because it's an unclean spirit. It's an impure spirit. It's a deceiving spirit. It's a lying spirit. It's a demonic spirit. It's a seductive spirit. It's the spirit of divination. But you and I have more in us. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Thank God today that he gave us not a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I'm so glad today that in spite of it all, Jesus, he hung, bled, and died. They hung him high. They dropped him low, put him in a borrowed tomb. But early, I said early, Sunday morning, he got up with all power. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, all power, all power. The moment you understand that you got the power of the Holy Spirit living in you, you got to tell the devil, I'm no longer bound. You can no longer hold me down. I'm free. I'm free. Give God a hand clap of praise, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lasting. People join church, 3 weeks later they're gone. That's that lasting deliverance. Listen, 3 weeks later, them demons then came back on you. So stay connected. Stay consistent. stay the course. And here's what you'll find out. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Is Satan so sophisticated where he can't, where you can't understand how free you are? Nah, he ain't that deep. I realized something. We have been trying to bring people into the kingdom without true deliverance, without dealing with the spirit.